You know, it was a little rocky at first. Anything new always is, but now I think it's just a course of action that folks know if they're putting in an alarm, that they have to make us aware of that alarm. In the past, you could have alarms go off. We didn't even know there was an alarm there. We had no idea. And the only time you find out is when alarm companies from California or somewhere are calling us and saying, hey, you have an alarm going off at this address. And again, we didn't even know it was there. There's over 800 alarms that are registered right now. They do have to register each year. That's primarily just so we know if it's still valid and if the responsible individuals that are come out, if they're still the same, because they can change. They change a lot. Like I said, it has reduced our alarm calls for service 48%. And every alarm call we go to, and those are panic alarms, hold-up alarms, or burglary alarms, predominantly burglary alarms, but those are the three alarms that this addresses. I haven't figured out the cost savings, but I could, but two officers, their salaries plus a dispatcher, it'd be a substantial amount of money that we're saving. But more importantly, we're not sending officers to calls where they're not really needed. And it does definitely free them up to do other type activities.